All right, I am Haggai Davis III, along with Haggai Davis II, and we'd like to welcome you to Tech Gumbo. Our show is a conversation about the past, present, and future of all things technology that we like to keep topical, interesting, and digestible. We want to thank our sponsor, Cardinal Capital, for making this possible. Cardinal Capital connects businesses to capital. It doesn't matter what business that you are in, Cardinal Capital has the resources all across the United States that are willing to help fund organizations of all sizes, life cycles, categories, and locations. Cardinal Capital works with you to craft the best commercial finance package for you to achieve your business goals. Whether you're looking to refinance current debt because of the new government programs and favorable interest rates, or finance new equipment, or maybe you're trying to acquire another business entirely, Cardinal Capital has the resources to make it happen. When lenders cannot do a loan, they seek out Cardinal Capital to help. The Cardinal Capital guys are easy to work with and fun to be around. Contact them today at 225-308-3700 or send them an email at info@cardinalcap.net, and they'll be happy to help you with your commercial finance needs.
So each week, we love to take a question of the week from a listener. They went to our website, techgumbo.net, went over to the question of the week tab, send us a question. If we use your question, we will send you a big, beautiful Tech Gumbo mug. This week's question is, how do I talk about cybersecurity to my elderly parents?
Yeah, this is a problem that a lot of people are having. And older adults having issues with technology is not new. This is not something that we invented here in 2024. And I suspect it's been around longer than I have. But we have to address it here in 2024. And so these are some of the things that we found.
And this is actually something I'm living through. My 88-year-old mother, who loves her computer and her iPhone and all the technology that she can click on, I work very closely with her, and we go through these steps on a regular basis. And the first step is, Mom, do not click on links in an email from somebody you've never heard of.
Yes. Forwards from grandma has been a thing for a very long time, that she's been, you know, forwarding chain emails since they invented chain emails. And this is, you know, existed as a piece of advice back in the 90s and still is a valid piece of advice today. If it has a link to something in an email and you don't know it, you don't recognize it, don't click on it.
Delete it. This is something that I've had to tell my mother over and over and over, and I know I'm not the only person out there who has an elderly parent who loves their computers, but it's okay to delete things. That's the hardest thing for my mom to get over, is that, oh, I can delete it? Oh, I was afraid I was going to hurt it or break the computer if I delete something. No, Mom, if you don't know who it's from, if you don't recognize the person, delete it.
Yes, and especially don't open any attachments if you don't know who it's from. Attachments are even worse than links, as the whatever it is already there. It's just waiting for you to open it.
These attachments can be pictures of the Blue Danube, which if you've been listening to this show for any length of time, you've heard me use that example, because I've had to rebuild my mother's computer several times because she clicks on every email that has a picture of the Blue Danube or some place in Europe or some place around the world with these beautiful pictures, pagodas in Japan, and just anywhere that's got a beautiful picture that she thinks she needs to click on it. And that's where all the payloads are hidden.
Oh, and it also comes with the tagline, show the grandkids. And so, again, we know that these are not unique issues. That's why we're sharing them. These are things to look out for if you are a senior citizen or if you were assisting a senior citizen with their technology.
Another big one is encouraging them to ignore unsolicited phone calls or these robocalls. Just because the phone rings does not mean it's a real deal.
This is honestly one of the ones which is disappointing in a broader sense, that phone calls as a medium have been so thoroughly polluted that it's basically unadvisable to answer a phone call unless you know exactly who it is ahead of time. That there's just so much spam traffic that we are unable to filter out, that you've really ruined an entire method of communication. And it's part of why my generation hates calling anyone, is because there is so much garbage there. And same thing with texting, that if you get a text message from a number you don't know. I get text messages all the time. Hello, Karen, do you want to go fishing this weekend? Oh, Stephanie, it's been so long since I've seen you. Just generic text messages from no one to no one. And it's, I don't understand them. I don't get what they're trying to get from me. They never go anywhere, but just ignore them.
I got a text today. Hey, you want to go to the beach this weekend? And I'm like, what the hell is this? I mean, just one of those random things where you like swipe left and delete, move on. So another big one, and this is one that really, really works my mom over. She'll click on something and then it pops up, Microsoft. We're Microsoft's tech support and there's a virus on your computer, and the computer starts talking to her. You've got to call us right now and have your credit card ready for us to provide support. And she's called me in tears because somebody is barking across her computer. And I just tell her to restart the computer, Mom, and it'll go away.
This is one that if you don't have a whole lot of knowledge of technology, that if you don't have that media literacy to be able to understand what is reasonable, what is sensible, and what is, you know, how does actually Microsoft provide service? How does Microsoft think that this could be something which you fall for? And that the understanding of how does Microsoft actually work takes time. I don't know that someone ever actually sat down and explicitly explained it to me, but growing up on Microsoft products since I was in third grade, you just kind of get a sense of how they work and what they do and what they don't do.
Actually, you were more like 4 years old when you started using Microsoft products. I agree. Using these pop-ups that look like they're so real, and they won't go away until you turn the computer off. You cannot click the X to reduce down the browser. You have to power up the computer. It's very, very convincing, and it's very, very frustrating. Another thing you really want to make sure your elderly parents are doing is not to get involved in giving any kind of personal information or using any public Wi-Fi networks where you're going to a bank or some credit card app or something like that. It's okay at home, Mom. Don't do it at a restaurant.
Yes. You don't see a whole lot of senior citizens bringing their laptops to the coffee shop. And so this is not an issue that they run into more often. It's more, you know, the younger generations in general. But even still, it's good advice for everyone that public Wi-Fis are very often unsecured and that you don't know what's sitting on them. You don't know who's been there to leave a sniffer or leave something to just sit there and look. And that it's do all your sensitive health records, your banking records, anything that you don't want to be blasted across the internet, do it on a secure Wi-Fi.
And look, there are a lot of different types of scams out there. You know, the imposter scam, when they call and, hey, you're calling from your bank and we've noticed a problem. Hey, we're from Microsoft and we noticed a problem. You have to please let your parents know your bank is never going to call you. Your credit card is Microsoft, Apple, any Google is never going to call you. So if that phone rings and they tell you they're from their sound official, please just hang up.
Yes. And that if you are unsure, you can verify with them that all of those companies have official phone numbers that you can call. There is some Microsoft helpline. There is some, especially your bank and your credit card, definitely have dedicated helplines. Go there. If someone's saying, hey, you know, I'm from your bank and you need to do this, go check with the official number on the bank. Call that number directly, because if it's a different number than the official bank helpline number, that's a really good tip off that it's fake.
Or go to the bank's website. And if there's a problem, the bank's website will have a notification flag saying, hey, click over here on the bank's website. you're never going to get a phone call from the bank to saying, hey, we've noticed some crazy activity going on. They're much more likely just to shut the account down until you call them and say, hey, why is my account shut down? But that's you calling the bank, not the bank calling you.
Another good one is a familiarity type of scam. And this was actually something which my grandmother has experienced, that they will pretend to say, oh, you know, I'm your grandchild and I'm in jail right now. I need you to wire money to bail me out. And, you know, this is something which, if you have enough information about the person, if you can figure out who their descendants are and you say, oh, look, they have a grandchild who is, you know, 23, 24, and he's a young male. Those kind of people make mistakes sometimes, and they need to call someone to wire them money to get bailed out of jail. That's a very common type of scam, and you should be very, very careful about these.
Especially if they're creating any sense of urgency. If they're saying, hey, you've got to do this now. This is important. This is hurry, 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 hurry. That is the biggest red flag that you can have. If somebody is saying it's got to happen now, there, it's 99.99% chance this is a scam. So work with your elderly, your parents, your grandparents, you know, anybody who you think is quote unquote old, let them know that you're there to help them. And if they have questions, to reach out to you and talk them through what is a good way to handle things.
Yeah, because we see that things like AI generated images are also on the horizon. They're making their way into problems now. We've yet to see them truly become part of scams, but we know that there's large Facebook groups wherever people are, all they're doing is they're sharing AI generated content, and it's unclear if the people who are commenting know that it's AI-generated content, because it's a lot of banal stuff that's very widely accepted. It's puppies and it's rainbows and it's just things that everyone comments how cute and wonderful it is. And this is all fine for now, whenever there's no stakes to it. But the thing that concerns me is, it's a very small leap from this to something which does have a lot of stakes to it, but is also fake.
We've talked about deepfake for years and years and years on the show, and this generative AI for video, generative AI for images is just really, really becoming more and more prolific. The last article I read, it's about 50% of all images and 50% of all videos on the internet right now are AI generated. So that's today. 2 to 5 years from now, it's going to be 90% of all images. So, and again, this is nothing new. If you've been listening to this show for any length of time, we've told you, you got to stop trusting videos and images you're seeing on the internet. If you're not seeing with your own two eyes, it's probably fake. And then you've got to go and explain that to your 88-year-old mom. Well, how do I know it's fake? And, well, I saw it on the news. I saw it on, well, no, you really didn't. You saw something made up.
And that's, you know, that comes back to that issue of media literacy. That, you know, if you're looking for these tells in these AI-generated images, then you can spot them. Right now, they're still not quite good enough a lot of times. That something about it just feels off at first. And if you look around a little bit more, you notice some of the lines don't make sense. Some of the lighting doesn't quite add up. There's a weird place wherever some of the physics doesn't quite make sense. And so that's just kind of, you have to get a feeling for it. You have to look at a lot of these things for a while, and you just kind of develop an intuition about it, and then you're able to spot some of those things a bit quicker. But again, that's hard. That takes time. That takes effort and practice. And if you're, you know, someone who is older and just doesn't have that desire or ability to learn, then you are going to be fooled by a lot of these coming things. And this is still, while it is discernible, it is only a very small amount of time before even the experts who are going through it pixel by pixel cannot find the errors.
The bottom line is you have to have a good line of communication with your parents, your grandparents, your elderly neighbor, somebody that you look after. If you're pretty good with technology, help them, talk to them, let them know you're there to be a resource. If they have any questions at any time, call, text you, get it, be the resource there so that when their computer starts barking at them, when their computer starts doing something, you can be there to help talk them how to get rid of it.
Also, a stitch in time saves nine. If you can provide these tips to them, maybe their computer won't ever bark at them because they didn't click on the link.
And then you can always just put malware bytes or something like that on their computer, because that really helps, at least from my mom's computer. So we want to thank the listener for that question. We'll be sending out the Tech Gumbo mug. If you'd like to submit a question, go to our website, techgumbo.net. We would love to send you a mug if we use your question. The big story this week is artificial intelligence, kind of about a year's worth now of artificial intelligence being the big story. But this time it has to do with fast food restaurants.
Yeah, generative intelligence is coming for everything. And so fast food being a highly competitive field is no exception to that. That the Yum brand, the company that owns Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, KFC, they are looking to implement generative AI into their super app.
That's right. So they've got this super app that they have. It helps run the restaurant. It helps keep inventory, keeps the schedule for shifts. It does a lot of that kind of tracking, but it also is a coach in your pocket. And they're testing this generative AI, but the team members can ask a question like, how should I set the oven temperature? Rather than going to a training manual, they pull out their phone, they tap on this app, and it tells them what to do.
Yeah, this actually makes a lot of sense, that this seems like a pretty reasonable usage of a large language model. If you can be sure that it's right, this is one of the issues of generative AI and large language models, is that they're probably right. They're right between 85 and 90% of the time. You know, if it's something like fast food, and as long as you cook it long enough, then it's edible. And so, you know, you really don't have high stakes here. So this can be a good way to build an interface which is easy to use. Because if you have high turnover in the field, you need to educate a lot of people quickly and easily. This could actually solve a problem here.
The problem is your LLMs are only as good as the information that they're trained on. And when you have different people with different dialects, if they've not been trained on the different dialects, because here in the United States, we've got a lot of different dialects. Down here in South Louisiana, they got Cajuns. You know, you go out to San Antonio, it's a much more Hispanic. You go up into the Northeast in Boston or wherever part of the country you want to go to, it's not the same language.
Yeah, and so that's the issue of different dialects. It's a problem that faces the drive-thru orders, that people are trying to use software on the back end of drive-thru orders to automate that process. And it turns out that, as you mentioned, that's really, really hard. And so the company which we've talked about, Presto, has said that they can consistently take over 95% of the orders without any human intervention. They then updated that phrase to say 95% of the orders without any restaurant staff intervention. And that's because actually it's workers in the Philippines.
The SEC filings revealed that Presto's AI may not quite have the capabilities that they claim. In fact, it's about 70% of their orders require human intervention. So that AI is actually recording a sound, and instead of the LLM deciphering it, it's somebody sitting in a call center in the Philippines typing in the order, which is going right back to the restaurant. And That's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, this also smells a whole lot like the story we talked about last week, wherever Amazon had their fresh market and they said that you could just walk right out the store and that it was technology which was calculating all those things, when again, it was someone sitting on the other side of the planet just watching a camera and manually entering it. And so this is back-to-back stories that we're seeing that there is a lot of large progress, a promise of all these things being solved by technology when we've just offloaded the labor to someone else.
And we want to thank General Informatics for sponsoring our show. General Informatics is an information technology firm with a mission. And that mission is to make our clients even more successful through the best use of technology. General Informatics is a premier IT managed services provider, delivering exceptional managed IT solutions to a diverse base of customers. GI has evolved to become the leading IT partner of businesses, schools, and government agencies. Our managed services teams can run your digital infrastructure or support your team on an on-demand basis, letting you focus on your business's strength. This has become a proven formula, so proven that 98% of our clients continue to do business with us year after year. Whether you need new IT services, new technology, or you just have a question, visit us on the web at geninf.com. And if you enjoyed our show today, we're here on Talk 107.3 FM every Saturday at 4, and the show will rerun Sunday at 4. If you missed any part of our show, or you would like to hear any of the previous episodes, check out our podcast, which is available on most every platform. And when you're there, be sure to subscribe so you'll be notified every time a new episode is posted. If you like our show, if you have some suggestions or want to submit a question, let us know by visiting our website, techgumbo.net. Thank you for listening to Tech Gumbo.